If you want to learn how to make money, grow money, keep money, this is the show for you. As I always say, everyday money matters, so you have to listen to Everyday Money Matters. My name is Sadiq, and of course, we have the money man in the building. But before I introduce, let me tell you the numbers you can call to ask questions about your money concerns. There's 0809-191-3913 and 0809-222-0913. Also do try 0809-234-5913, which is also our WhatsApp number. You can ask your questions there or join us via social media. We're at Lagos Talks 913 on Twitter and Facebook. Join the conversation there. Of course, we have our money man in the building, Ugo Dre Obichukwu. Good morning.
Welcome back, Ugo Dre.
Yes. Oh, really?
Yes.
Really?
You've been around.
Okay.
Tell me what you've done to this show.
Oh, what?
You decided to just park it somewhere.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Accusations. Counter-accusations.
Don't worry, we shall solve it.
It is not politicians fight.
I'm telling
you. It's not rich people fight.
Hey, forget about the actual issue.
Accusations are counter-accusations.
Of course. Let's
you stole my money. No, you stole it best.
You stole it best. Right.
Oh,
welcome.
Great to be back.
Oh, absolutely.
Hello, Lagos. What's up, everyone?
Hey.
God, last week was a holiday, so I woke up and I'm like, wait, dude. So I think he's the one who works in the radio station. Who did I offend?
He's not
a friend. After all, I carried placards to the Ginger Tour. So I mean, like, come on.
Oh, you have to be right.
I was very young back then, but I mean, I carried placards. So like,
he's
come
mad.
On. Let us all celebrate us now.
Sorry. Carrying complex in your house.
People like Sadiq can be out there and doing God's work. For now, let us just stay at home and relax.
It's okay. But now, the relaxation.
It's called Ginger of Economics.
But it's over now. And you are welcome back.
Yes, I am back.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
As I have missed beautiful listeners.
And I know you're technically trying to say that you miss me, but it's fine.
No, it's fine.
You don't have to come out with everything today. You know, take your time slowly.
So, can we move on?
Yes. Let's move on to the world of business and finance. Yes, what's happening in that world, your world? What's going on there? Any news and information that we should know?
A whole lot of stuff. My God, over the last few weeks, a lot of things are happening.
Yeah, a whole lot.
There's rumor about, you know, Naira and dollar and that kind of stuff. Like, maybe the CBN is looking at devaluing and all that. People have been calling me and asking, "Good Ray, what should I do? Should I just stock up some dollars?
Dollars, you know?
Is it happening very soon?
Yeah. What are the
implications? There's a story of the customs. They basically also moved up their own price on 305 or 306 to 326 or whatever. People are suspecting that things
that
might happen.
Those
as well, they are beginning to start to write all those their reports. And when they write all these reports, you know, they are putting pressure. So. So that's on that side. What I always tell people that you should always sort of like have a mix of Forex and Naira.
Just in case,
against inflation.
Right. So, but just quickly, what are the implications of that? If it does happen, if we say, you know what, we devalue, we leave it to market prices,
your pocket becomes less.
And then the dollar becomes more
devalued. Yeah.
Oh, so basically, if it's 360,
so think about it. If you had $100, so $100 today is about $36, right?
Yes.
Okay. So you put $36 in your pocket, and I hold $100. And now the devalue, and let's just say it's $400. So my $100 becomes $40K.
Yeah.
But your $36K still remains $36K. All of a sudden, I'm richer than you both.
So, but doesn't that mean that this rumor is going to make people or put more pressure on the dollar?
Yes.
Meaning people
but
are now going to be trying.
If nothing happens, right, then you're asking yourself, because you still need the naira. So it's not the first time it's happening, though.
Okay.
Something else, inflation rate was up yesterday. It's kind of going up gradually.
So small.
And that's because of food. Food inflation is real, bro.
Oh,
yeah, it's real.
So prices aren't going down.
Price of food, it's going up. There's this research in Iometrics did last 2 weeks, and tomato prices around Lagos is up. So if you're someone who likes eating tomato or putting tomato in your food, like we all do,
yeah,
it's more expensive.
Yeah, but what are the factors causing it? Is it weather?
People are saying weather, mostly insecurity, you know, the north, stuff. So it's difficult, you know, transporting food from farms to markets, kidnappings. And all. I mean, these things have, you know, wide-ranging effect. Yeah. Definitely. So that's sort of the bad effect. So it's affecting a lot of people, and so food prices are up. So that's why inflation is stubbornly still below 12%. But I mean, it's I think this is the 10th month now that it's gone up in the last six. So it's a little worrying. It's a little worrying because inflation rate doesn't go down.
You know, it means interest rates can go down, right? Yeah. So interest rate that we all, you know, used to borrow
from banks and whatnot.
So still high.
Wow.
So that's on that. And then yesterday there was an important ruling. There's an important ruling.
Mm-hmm.
That affects people who pay pensions.
Okay. What's that about?
If you contribute pensions, mm-hmm. you know, it can affect you.
Okay.
Yeah. So there was this ruling that that if you
mm-hmm.
You know, so every salary earner is supposed to contribute 8% of
yes towards the pension. Yeah, right. Contribution.
Do that,
of course
you
I do.
You didn't say that with straight face.
I just said it with a very angry face, by the way.
Okay.
Right. Just to let you understand
that you said it was angry
of
face.
Course,
that's
of course I do.
All right, so 8% of your income is supposed to go for pensions.
Yeah, and then your employer
so, but you can
contribute.
Do above 8% if you want.
Okay.
So let's say you earn 100K
mm-hmm.
and you decide to do above 8%, right? Mm-hmm. So 8% would have been 8K.
Yeah.
So you'd be going home with 92K. I say, okay, you know what? I want to take another more than 10K for my pay and just for pension contribution.
Okay.
I'll get to the why. So you take 10K out, then it comes to 82K.
Okay.
Okay. Now, the trick or what some people have been doing is that 10K, once you put it, it's called voluntary pension contribution. So in the past, you could actually just withdraw it again.
Oh, you can?
Next month. Yeah, voluntary, you can withdraw it. And when you remember, that 10K you contribute is actually tax-free. So they'll only tax. So the 10K and the 8K that
you've contributed will not be taxed.
What will be taxed is the balance of the 82K.
Okay. All right. I already see the loophole.
Yeah. So that 10K
untaxed money. So basically,
you say you're contributing it.
Yeah.
And then next month you withdraw it back.
Yeah, but how do you do that? If you're
you withdraw it back. It's your money.
But I thought once it goes into the scheme, you can't
pull it back anytime you like. Just tell your pension fund, I want my money back.
So I give me my money.
Voluntary contribution, voluntary withdrawal.
Wow.
So what was happening was that, imagine, so back to that guy.
Yeah.
Instead of contributing 10K.
It will just contribute maybe 50K.
Your head is there. So
I'm telling you.
You have a very scrupulous mind.
It's
my
not
God.
About that. I'm just Nigerian.
Meaning what?
Meaning that I know of these things and the possibilities, not that I choose to do them.
Really?
Yes, Nigerians are sharp people now. We know, you know, the really? Ins and outs of everything. Yes. As you started saying it, I'm like,
So, I mean, I hadn't even gotten there. You even put your own.
But that just goes to show how good you are at explaining these things. And before you even finished, I had grasped it. Me and the whole of Lagos. Let's go on.
So, apparently, some people were doing 90% of the entire salary.
K brand management. Seriously.
Everything just contribution. And then Lagos to make sure like, hey, wait a minute.
Come.
What the hell are these guys doing? They don't even contribute anything. They just whopping the whole money.
Just pretend to contribute and then pull it out.
Yeah.
And then it's tax free.
Lagos the government take some companies to court.
Okay.
See, because companies that you work for, it's their, you know, they have to withdraw this money. So if they don't withdraw it, then they hold them liable.
So
you take them to court, like, you guys, you're allowing your employees to avoid tax, so they're not paying this tax, so you got to pay it. You have to pay it. And one company says, hold on, no, I ain't paying nothing.
Oh, wow.
I didn't break the law.
True.
And then it goes to
industrial court?
Tax tribunal.
Oh, tax tribunal,
right.
Okay.
Tax tribunal. Tax tribunal sits down and says, ruled yesterday that
who's liable?
They didn't break no law.
That's the companies didn't break
no law.
The
and
law.
That deducting it from tax is good. It's okay.
Wow.
So people like Sadiq scrupulously continue.
Those other people out there.
To contribute 90% of their money.
Oh, so they can
and
do
withdraw
that.
It the next month.
Yeah, but that's
like.
But that's not right.
But
mm-hmm.
there's a big but.
Okay, yes.
It's a big butt.
Yeah, just like in a lot of 80s videos. Uh-huh.
Unfortunately,
yeah.
Or fortunately, depends on which side you are.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. The government through the Pension Commission, decided to block that loophole.
Aha. How did they do this?
They said now you can withdraw it, I think once a year or something like that.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure the right date.
Okay, but you can only, they limited the amount of
withdrawal. Yeah, so you can, because before we were something like that, you just put it to the move it next month. So now they kind of limited it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So by limiting it, though. It means you can only be unscrupulous just once.
Yeah, if you want to, yeah, wow. You can.
So that's like,
you see, the thing is that you're also trying to incentivize people from contributing a lot more money to pensions.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, you don't want to disincentivize them by putting some kind of loop, you know, and charges and all that.
Yeah,
you know, but like I was telling some folks yesterday, the US does something like, I think it's a 401k or something like that, where you can contribute money.
True.
What happens is that if you want to withdraw money from your 401k or things like that, they tax you heavily. For early withdrawals.
Taxes
can be as high as 40% sometimes.
So that's going to mean that if you try to, because
you know, they want you to leave that money in there because it's likely that the money would good for the economy because the money would have been invested into several things.
Definitely.
So you withdrawing early is affecting the lifespan
economy.
Of those investments. Yeah. So they kind of tax you. So the government says, you know what, I'm going to give you a whammy. So it's like that. So, but not here. Government is saying here, you know, we're not going to tax you because, you know, pension fund contribution is still pretty not where we want it to be. Still 9 trillion. Yeah. There are about 7 million Nigerians or so.
It's not at the.
It has to be a lot more and all that. So.
Yeah.
So those are the big stories that I can remember. Wow. There are a whole lot more, but I mean, and then, the big one worldwide yesterday.
What was that?
You never heard of that coin?
Is it the Bitcoin?
The Libra.
Is it Libra Bitcoin?
Libra.
What's that?
I'll give you 1,000 Libras.
No, thank you.
Very soon, that's what's going to start happening from next year or
Seriously?
Next 2 years.
Why? What's going on? Please.
You owe me 1,000 Libra.
No, I don't owe you nothing.
I owe you 10 Pisces.
So it's now going to be star sign money.
But it's real money. Facebook has launched.
You're kidding.
Its own cryptocurrency. It's called Libra.
Ah, problems.
And you know these guys are so damn smart.
Problems.
They decided to work with some other people. Uber, Spotify.
My goodness. So
all these guys.
So it's now not going to
PayPal,
be.
PayPal. So they came together. They each dropped $10 million
goodness.
As investment.
So
but
the
Facebook
one
is going to be the one doing the entire blockchain. So Facebook wants to start using that for its 2 billion users. Imagine.
That is brilliant.
So banks and central banks are on blast already. Like, hold on a minute. Europe has said,
because you know the main thing,
privacy issues, you want to do this now?
No way. That's absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
Because the one issue with cryptocurrency is the fact that it seems like it's somewhere, you know, that you can't really go about everyday life using cryptocurrency. So Facebook is breaking that barrier.
And the incredible thing about this Libra is that it's not like your regular Bitcoin that is, you know, Bitcoin is not backed by any sort of money, right?
Oh, but this is backed by money.
So from what I read in the white paper, if you want that money, for example, you drop $10, I give you $10 equivalent of Libra.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you take your Libra back and convert it back to dollars, they cancel the Libra.
Yeah. Oh, so it's a proper currency backed up by money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. This is something huge.
Facebook may have cracked that cryptocurrency thing.
Yeah,
like
they have.
That, you know, what you need to get cryptocurrency mainstream.
Yeah,
they may have just cracked it.
They've done that.
But of course, they still have to contend with governments because the main reason, what really gives money backing is government, right?
Definitely.
So, yeah, because...
Facebook is becoming their own government.
Stuff. Yeah, that's it.
That's what it's
so, like. I mean, like. So people are saying, like, if you go like this,
yeah,
the governments are going to take on Facebook and, you know, it's going to be antitrust and all that. Like, you guys are getting too big.
No, but hey.
I mean, like, how can only one social network, Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, what the...
And now they've gotten into cryptocurrency, and that's actually monumental. You owe me Libra.
I owe you Libra.
Yes, you owe me about 2,000.
I was the one who said you owe me 1,000.
No, Libras. It was just a semantic.
You were saying
it was
no.
A semantic
you were even saying
and that's why I said no.
You didn't even know what I was talking about. You see?
It's the Nigerian way.
All right, Lagos. So that's it for news updates.
Now let's go to the question. In fact, we have one question here on what we've been talking about. It's from Anthony Ibiam. And he says, the money man, is it possible to claim pension contribution after working for 2.5 years with the government since I relocated?
No, waiting.
Yeah.
You got to retire first.
Oh, you have to retire.
Except you lose your job.
Yeah, but he relocated.
I think you lose your job. You know, I think you got to wait. How many? You on this thing? Is it 6 months or something?
No, then
you like 25%.
Yeah, and then it's a percentage. It's not like you can pull out the whole thing.
So you gotta wait, man, if you're young. Except your...
Yeah, except like he's, maybe 60 or clocking. Although I doubt that very
close
much.
Close to retirement age.
I see a picture. He doesn't look like he's retiring.
Yeah, in any way. So, man, you gotta do this for some more years, man.
But he said he's relocated. So maybe he's left that job.
Oh, he's relocated from Nigeria outside.
Possibly.
Oh, you can get it back.
Oh, you can?
Yeah.
Not the whole thing, a percentage.
Yeah, 25% first.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then you can get the rest. So usually you gotta prove that you're out of work and you don't work here anymore in Nigeria anymore, and no plans to come back anytime soon.
Okay.
Yeah, so they give you in tranches, but you get your money back. I had an ex-colleague who did that and she got her money.
Right. Nice. Right. More questions. This is from Chicks or Chikes. Let's just stick with Chicks. It says, please, I have a share certificate of Benue Cement Company, which is now Dangote Cement. Mm. Can I still dematerialize them? Same with Intercity Bank, Texaco, and Lever Brothers. These are some old names.
Open your pops or your grandpops.
That's what it's looking like.
Safe box. You just open it up.
Take Intercity Bank, Lever Brothers.
Well, DCC and Dangote is as far back as 2004 mm-hmm. or 5. Mm-hmm. So you know what you want to do? You want to go to their registrars. I don't know whether it's Meristem or something. You might just Google it online.
Yeah.
Or check Naira Metrics for a list of registrars.
Mm-hmm.
So go to their registrars with what you have.
Yeah.
And then they'll cross-check against their database of shareholders and see how many shares that translates to. It might be substantial, it might not be substantial. It all depends on how it was crossed back then. But you gotta also have some kind of what's that thing called again? Inheritance or whatever, like
what
next of kin. You gotta be next of kin. I mean, or maybe some kind of direct blood relative,
mm-hmm. so that these funds can that. Be.
Yeah, yeah. Because if you're doing that for your grandpops, the majority will your grandpops there. These guys are hardcore, man. Yeah, hardcore.
They want to
see you straight up.
Yeah, it's money. They have to be sure now.
Sued several times.
Yeah, and so people obviously have done funny things.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. So I hope that answered your question, Cheeks or Chikes. This is from Adan. Adan is asking, hi, please, if I want to remove my money from treasury bills in the first bank because of an emergency, what do I do and how much will I lose?
So go to first bank and tell them, you don't want it anymore, you want your money back, mm-hmm. you got an emergency and all that. So, but it depends on the bank. They typically will charge. Because some of my friends, we tried to do that because we had this investment company recently, and we tried to do it. And they told us they were going to charge us as infuriated because I didn't know before.
Oh,
because I wasn't told before that. I mean, early withdrawals. They provided some kind of explanation. So here's how it works.
Okay.
If you contributed money, if you bought treasury bills from the primary market, mm-hmm. okay, from the primary market, then you don't get a surcharge. You just the bills are just discounted.
Okay
so they give you back your money, but they deduct the interest, the unearned interest. You know, they pay you interest upfront
and
it's supposed to be for 1 year, but you chopped it.
Okay so they'll just
after 6 months, they'll back out the 6 months because that's for somebody else who's willing to buy back your treasury bills.
Yeah,
so that's why they call it discount. So they discount your treasury bills.
Makes sense.
Now, but if you bought it from the secondary market, mm-hmm. right, which a lot of people do who don't have that 50 million
to go directly,
right? So then they can charge you because the fund is saying that, look, I might have to look for somebody else who's gonna buy it. That is like some kind of added cost to me.
Okay.
And then I might never get somebody else who's going to buy it. Mm-hmm. So which means I have to take that up, which I really don't want. So it's like some kind of disincentive. But it depends. I've heard 10%. I've heard 15%. As outrageous as that.
Wow.
Yeah. So before you get into things like this, always ask for that clause. Always ask that, look, what is my charge if I decide to do early withdrawal?
Mm.
And I think it's important because at some point in time, if people always ask and demand for this,
mm-hmm.
a lot of these fund managers will waive it.
They might.
It's the competition thing, and then
because
you know, like withdrawing time, and they have a way of just hedging against early withdrawals. Yeah,
interesting.
So, but for now, they kind of surcharge you for it.
Fine. Right, we'll take more questions, but we do have to go on a short break. We'll be right back after this.
Short break.
Everyday Money Matters continues. That's right. Welcome back to Lagos Talks 91.3. Welcome back to Everyday Money Matters, your financial literacy program. Yes, we still have questions. send them in or call into the show live, 0809-191-3913 or 0809-222-0913. Let's take more questions here. And this is from, I think I've done this. Oh, yeah, this is from Emeka. And Emeka is asking, many thanks, sir. Just as I'm looking for some advice, I have this 750K I want to put away for some 6 months. If I can get 15 to 20% in that time, I would really love it. Your advice, sir. So yes, 750K.
He
wants to get rid of it for 6 months. He wants to get about 15 to
get rid of it.
To put it away. Yes.
Stash it. Not get rid of it. You don't get rid of money, bro.
Put it away. Uh-huh. Yes, you do. Sometimes.
Have you put away 750,000?
Put away.
Recently?
No, but 500, yes. Not 700, no. Not yet. We'll get there.
All right, so 15%.
15 to 20%.
Oh. Well, how long do you want to put it away? 6 months?
Yes. 6 months.
sorry to break your heart. sorry to, tell you this.
Yeah, the truth.
You know, but nothing but the truth. Honestly,
it's not gonna happen.
truly, bro. Without mincing words.
Yes.
Without trying to
quit the suspense.
You,
tell us.
MMM, it ain't gonna happen except it's MMM.
I'm telling you, that's 15 to 20%. It's not happening.
It's gonna be tough, man. Yeah. For 6 months. Treasury bills, the most you can get is 12%.
12%, yeah.
12%.
And that's
And then for some of these ones I mentioned once, like all these microfinance banks, they're gonna struggle to give you that for that kind of amount. 750K at 15%, 6 months, you're not gonna get it. They can give you that kind of return if you're looking at 5 million and above and stuff.
Then they
call you in and this kind of money you have, they call you, they give you coffee, they give you biscuits.
That's how we want to discuss with you.
And they come and start to discuss
with you.
Would
you like to have
nicely,
a few drinks? Yes.
So but 750K, still a substantial amount, but you're not going to get that kind of interest.
That's way too high.
Now, 2 years, even 2 years might be tough to get it with FGN savings bond. You can't get it, man.
Wow.
You can't get it. Yeah.
So what was it? So basically, what best you should be looking at is 12%, and that's from
for risk-free kind of saving money you want to stash. Only place you can get that kind of return is with stocks, and it's not
that's risky.
Kind of risky, but
and you have to know what you're doing.
Yeah. With stocks, with the right bet, my God, you can make more than that in even a month.
Oh, for real?
With the right
stock pick. With the right stock pick, obviously. Yeah,
but that's how do they say, 1 in 100 chances?
Well, if you're good at what you do, hey. So, Emeka, sorry, don't worry. There's other ways, but keep it somewhere secure. Do, bonds, right? And I did see a story about Nigeria not doing euro bonds anymore, but I guess we'll get into that later. Another question here from Timothy. Oh, actually, phone lines are ringing. So I do apologize. I actually didn't pick up the lines here.
I forgot the lines.
Yeah, totally. Hello, good morning. I've done it again. Hello, good morning. Okay, let me just let this ring for a few seconds. And Hello. Good morning. Welcome to Everyday Money Matters. What's your name?
How are you?
Moiwa.
Hey. Good morning. How are you?
Can you hear me? It's Moiwa on the line.
Hey, my brother.
How you doing?
Good morning. How are you? After a long time. Where have you been?
Thank you.
Sadiq told me
please
to stop
help
coming.
It's not my fault.
You been what?
Sadiq told me to stop coming, that he wants to commercialize this.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's his fault. Well, I started you off and you didn't respond.
Thank you,
bro. I knew something is amiss.
Thank you very much.
And
for
I was
going to
send you some Libra, but you know what? I'm not sending you no Libra anymore.
You owe me.
You're welcome back.
Thank you.
Right.
That's what I'm just saying. Hi to you guys.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, everyone. Have a wonderful day. Right. Hello. Good morning. Hey, I do apologize. I don't know why this happens. Hello.
Charles, have you heard of Libra?
No, he has it now. Charles has gray hair.
Yeah, that's a zodiac sign.
See what I mean?
Come on, Charles, man. Are you not in this world? Must everything revolve around
you? See,
sports?
I don't know, but I told you.
I'm going to send you some Libra.
Look at the gray hair.
I have gray hair too.
Oh, that's true. You actually have more gray hair. Hey, but this is your field, please. You can't. You don't count. So yeah, wear the blazer.
Libra
doesn't count.
Is going to be. Anyway, I feel like I'm in the advertising.
Oh, interesting, interesting. Let's ask one more question. Oh, my goodness, so many phone calls. Let's see if we can just take one quick one. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning. Okay, it's like the universe doesn't want this to happen. Or maybe it's your Libra. Timothy is asking, do you know of any multi-million dollar project in Nigeria or West Africa with feasibility and government summary that needs funds? Hey, this on another level. It's not even investing in Trevor.
It's not everyday. Maybe this is on the wrong show. You know what I mean? This is everyday money matters.
This one is not once in a million money matters.
This one is
everyday millionaire.
But look, man, bro, this is problem for rich people.
Yeah.
That's what you just asked now.
Yeah, you're looking
this
for
is not a
multi-million
for
dollar
people.
Project that has government backing that you want to fund.
Oh my God.
Do you hear that? I don't even want to go there. But yeah, we're running out of time.
There's a lot though. Agriculture is there. I mean, you can look at some of those ones. Most government is way seriously behind agriculture related projects. Government is also seriously behind power related projects. So if you got that kind of money, so look for people like that, and then you can back them. I think that should sort of help you out. I've just narrowed it for you.
All right.
So agric and power.
Right. We've actually run out of time. Quickly tell the people of Lagos how to get in touch.
All right, great to be back, Lagos. Don't worry, we'll do this again next week.
Hallelujah.
God willing. Visit us www.nairametrics.com. We do financial literacy well.
Nice.
And you can reach us on any social media handle. Same thing at Naira Metrics. And if you're not following our WhatsApp channel, please do. All right.
They're going to
tweet it out now on the WhatsApp channel number.
Oh,
you can follow.
Definitely. All right. Thank you.
And take me for fishing next time.
No problem. Just pay me in Libra. How about that? All right. That's it for Everyday Money Matters. Do keep listening to Lagos Talks 91.3. Money.